The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
we can talk about needs and miracles that are needed. But you think, okay, we need medical miracles. We need all these different miracles, but we don't have them yet. But what if we have a perfect cure? What if there's the perfect miracle? And it's as simple as saying, I want to be the miracle. And then we show you how you can be the miracle.
Next on Life Today.
Well, we want to welcome you to Life Today. I don't know whether you may need a miracle in your life right now, but just let me pause a moment. I don't know what's going on in your world and the people in your family, friends, or just people you care about. Father, we do believe in miracles, and we've needed a lot of them in our lifetime. And we've witnessed a lot of them, and then we've seen where we were puzzled. But I want to ask you for a miracle today in the life of every viewer that's watching that needs a miracle. I'm asking you to hear their prayer. I'm asking you to give healing and restoration in relationships, physically, spiritually, mentally, financially. Just have your way in Jesus' name. Now just kind of look real close here at us. Well, let me say something to you just very directly, just us. We all need miracles. Do you know what our viewers have told me is special to them as anything they ever heard? They said, you know, James, we have been promised that God hears prayer. And that God answers prayer, not necessarily the way we want to hear it or on our timetable. But we know we're not wasting time to pray. And we like the illustration. This is what they tell me, where you talk about focused prayer, when everybody's praying for the same challenges, it's like taking the power of the Colorado River and forcing it through a turbine or a system of turbines. You can light up the whole Sonoran Desert. Arizona is proof of that. Brought a desert to life. Amazing life. Focused power through a turbine. That's what we do when we pray together. Well, we need miracles today. And you know what other people have told me? Not only does it bless us to hear you say, if you want your prayers answered, why don't you become an answer to someone's prayer? And then you've told me that when I say to you, if you've ever needed a miracle or you need a miracle, how about you asking God to make you a miracle in somebody's life? The very miracle they long for. Betty, we can talk about needs and miracles that are needed, mm-hmm. but you think, okay, we need medical miracles. We need all these different miracles, but we don't have them yet. We don't have the cure for cancer. Maybe we can have some approaches. But what if we have a perfect cure? What if there's the perfect miracle? And it's as simple as saying, I want to be the miracle. And then we show you how you can be the miracle. One of the greatest miracles, don't miss this, one of the greatest miracles in the world. Jesus said, if you give just a cup of water, think about it. If you give just a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. Now, don't get caught up in determining rewards. Don't start telling God how to bless. You can ask him. But he says, if you give a cup of water in my name, you will receive the reward. And for Betty and me, when we give a cup of water or a well of water, we feel like we have received the reward by watching what that love does. I want you to go on a journey with us. Go back, Betty. When we go back, my hair was about as black as this blouse you have on. Thank you, dear God. It wasn't too many years back either, but just see where this journey started. Because this was a journey of miracles, saving millions of lives, I'm telling you. Watch this. I think you'll enjoy it. And I'm not going to do anything to my hair, okay?
You know, it's hard to believe that these children here are actually drinking this water. It's absolutely filthy. As a matter of fact, you can see the cans here that are floating in the water. This is what they were drinking out of when we walked up here. I mean, I want you to look how dirty that water is. This is what they're drinking. Now, if you can see that when I pour it out, I mean, it's just absolutely filthy.
Over two decades ago, James and Betty witnessed firsthand a deadly problem that still plagues nearly 800 million people today. Lack of access to clean drinking water that results in waterborne illnesses and oftentimes death. These two little boys, Dominique and Augustine's trek for water, became an inspiration for the ministry as we sought to help those in need of clean water. Their portrait is still displayed at Life Outreach's ministry headquarters as a reminder that it is possible to see wells of clean water spring up even in the most desolate regions in the world.
That is what we're after. And that water will soon be clean, a steel-cased well, but this is life. This is water for life right here. And we're drilling these wells, two of them every 3 days. Millions of people are dying for lack of clean water and because of waterborne diseases. Let's give them clean water.
Let's give them clean water. Those words have been the heart cry that inspired our mission teams to locate people in countries throughout the world who do not have access to clean water. Places like Eastern Europe, in isolated regions of the Amazon River of South America, into the highlands of Central America, then to countries in South and Southeast Asia, and finally, back full circle to the region of the world where our mission first began, Southern Africa. In response to the need for clean water, Life Outreach, along with our mission partners, have drilled over 8,000 wells. Now, approximately 8 million people in 20 countries are living a life free from the fear of sickness and death because they have a fresh water well in their village.
This is what love is all about, the fulfillment of seeing Life Outreach International water well right here so that these children can grow up and have healthy, happy lives. If you've helped us do this, thank you so much. James and Betty, I bet this makes you very, very happy. But the need is still great. Let's do this again and again and again till this is the norm in Zambia and in villages all around the world. Cheers.
Oh, boy, that's great.
I love that, and it should be the norm. You know, children should be able to play around and to see the water wells. You and I have been there. That's my favorite part, is to see it after we've gotten the water wells, and the children are just so excited. They're playing around, and they're drinking that fresh water. It's just so wonderful.
You know, it's when they do that, we don't just let kids go every day and just play in water. It's too precious. But when we come to an area and they know the people that gave them water are coming, they let them play in it. It is just a beautiful thing. And you may not know this, but at many of the places where there's an area that we know they're going to keep coming, or there's a school or a gathering place nearby, we actually put a merry-go-round in. That is the pump. So the missionaries are very creative. And we're always working. Think about this. We're always working to put your love in effect for more people. We're working all the time to make life better so that you not only receive life and experience life, but you then develop to share life. God, thank you for that. I want you to see, just see up close, really, what love does. And know that if you will give a cup of water, think about this, a well costs $4,800. Many people tell us the greatest joy of each year to drill a well. We have churches, small country churches, we drill a well every year. Our churches, we've got little school classrooms in public schools as low as the second grade that would drill a part of a well. A few of these elementary school kid classrooms drilled a well. It's exciting. Well, just watch this and then say, God, let me do my part. Watch closely. Don't put a smile on your face.
Mm. So this is their water source, I'm assuming.
तो ये जो है यहाँ पे आप लोग ये पानी का पीते हैं भी ये पानी.
This is my first encounter here, and I can already tell that there is so much to be done. This is where they have to come every day, all the way down here to get their water. This is his only source of water.
Well, you see, this is a nice little flow of water right here, but upstream is horses and cows and pigs. And right up the hill, 8 children died from contaminated water here. This is just, I mean, there's so much here in Central America and in the poverty-stricken nations, it just touches your heart. It's endless.
Weena here lost her older brother, and a year later, her older sister, both of them victims of waterborne illness. I want to look at this water. I would never make a child drink this, but these children have no choice. It's this or nothing. It's not enough to tell them, don't drink the water. We have to say, here's water you can drink.
This is my favorite, absolute favorite part of these trips. These people are going from death to life in just a moment's time.
Please help us. I know this would be a desire of your heart too, just as James and I do. We desire to pass on the blessings. We've been so mightily blessed ourselves, and we want to bless these families. So join with us, please, will you?
I love watching that little child.
Hey, come on. Let's give them water. Betty, it's just the most beautiful thing in the world to know that we become the miracle that is the miracle we prayed for our daughter that we never got, the healing of cancer. And I've said to you, and I'm going to say it as long as I'm alive, not a person watching me that wouldn't have rushed to wherever we were, our home, hospital, found us at church. Here's a perfect cure. Okay, I know you would. Well, we got the perfect cure for these children. We got the perfect cure for all these families. And I'm believing right now, Betty, we're in the ending days of this emphasis. We're running out of time. 350 water wells. I've said, God, give us a miracle. We go past that. But we got to get there because we've told the missionaries we're targeting your area. And they're at least giving some hope. What we want to do is be able to tell them the well's coming. The drilling rig's coming. We're going to drill it. Because we have the resources, and I'm just believing that, I'm believing everybody watching is going to do something.
We can tell the missionaries to expect it, James, but only if our friends of Life Outreach join with us and help us get the gifts that we need and the equipment we need to get in there and do the wells, drill the wells for these people so that we can get water to everybody that's in need, because the water does, it's a matter of life and death for these children, for all the people there, that we can get there in time and make the difference, as we've shown you over and over again, the results of what you've been able to do by drilling the water wells. It's you. It's not just us. It's all of us joining together and making that difference.
When we come to you and make like a 350 well challenge, now we're moving to the end of it, but we've got to wrap this up. We know there's water. Okay, the missionaries show us the need. You can see the effects of contaminated water. It's horrible. They dig far enough, sometimes less than 100 feet, they hit water. But it becomes contaminated water literally in a matter of days, just the way they try to get it out. And stuff falls in it. Animals, all kind of junk gets in there. It gets contaminated fast. It's as dangerous as the water that's not subsurface, that's standing water, or a creek, or maybe even a running river that's contaminated with all the animals' feces and the animals in it. So what we know is there's good water. And we have the drilling rigs, basically, that our viewers over the years provide, and they even restore them when they need to be repaired. That's what you do. You're the miracle worker. You're the miracle people long for. And that's what we're asking you to be right now. So we need you to help drill a well. 350 of them. We're down at the end, and we're running out of time. So I'm praying that everyone who can drill a well, $4,800 will, if you can, or you give a part of that and pray others join you, 1,200, three join, 2,400, one joins, got a well. Most people, I'm going to say it because it's the truth, $48, 10 people water the rest of their life. Basically, that's what it amounts to. So would you go and get a check and make it to Life and call us and tell us you're mailing it? Please do that. We need to know. Or get your bank card, go online, or dial that number, and use that bank card like a check, and know that you're giving life. We have some beautiful gifts to send you to say thank you. I promise you they will bless you. We send you that which will inspire and bless you and encourage you. Just do what God's leading you to do. Go get that bank card or mail that check. You're giving life. Thank you so much.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, $72 will provide for 15, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Daughter, written by James and Betty's granddaughter, Lainey Renee. This insightful book invites all girls and women to walk in the freedom of their God-given identity and embrace who they really are. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Great is the Lord decorative blanket, featuring the words of Psalm 145:3. This beautiful blanket is perfect for comfort in cold weather and a reminder of your help with Water for Life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Put yourself in Cecilia's place. Your tiny son struck down by the very water that should sustain him. Waves of grief that leave you breathless. The unrelenting fear that screams at you from every bucket of water you draw from the village's only source. Water containing the same contaminants that killed your son. Water you have no choice but to give to your other children. Like countless mothers in Africa, Cecilia is so strong despite the dire situation that threatens those she loves. With courage and humility, she spoke to us from her heart in a language not her own, desperate to be understood as she pleaded on behalf of her village.
We are asking for the bowl. We are suffering here at Nsesha village. We drink dirty water in the streams. We are asking for help.
Wow, that's pretty sad that she says we're asking for a borehole. She doesn't even realize. She knows how contaminated the river is, all that's in it, what it's doing. But she's heard it down under the ground, and she's probably maybe seen some somewhere. But she doesn't have any idea how fast that gets contaminated, which is why the well is such a miracle.
It really is, James. And as I was listening to her heartbreak over losing her child, and every time she goes back to that same water source with her other children, she remembers the child she lost. And I was watching them walk toward that water, knowing they were going to drink that water, that's all they have. I thought, that is a walk of death if we don't change it.
Wow.
It is the loss of the other children and many, many more children around if we don't make it a water of life, the water for them to go to so that they might live.
Oh, Betty, I'm believing God's going to give us a miracle, and I believe you are the miracle. It is a death walk. It can become a walk of life, and it becomes like an oasis. It becomes like a miracle dream or vision fulfilled, answered prayer. Would you, and I'm telling you right now, we need to hear from you. We really do, because we've got to let the missionaries know it's going to be drilled in your village. They've already showed us the need. We know the water's there, subsurface. We know that. Sometimes it's 250 feet, sometimes it's 350. Very few instances do we have to go deeper. If we do, then it costs more. But we're believing God for the resources. We know the water's there. We need to get the well, get it in place. Would you right now write a check and make it to Life? But call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. We need to know. We need to know now. Would you get a bank card and use it like a check? Go online, please, take that card. Dial that number that's there where people are calling for prayer and many to trust Christ, to give their life to the Lord. Would you call that number and use that bank card like a check and make the gift God puts on your heart? If you can give a well, $4,800 or part of a well, please do it. And remember, $144 will give 30 people water for the rest of their life. $48 gives 10 people water the rest of their life. There's a level at which you can participate. Father, I pray everyone watching would do what you lead them to do and do it joyfully, knowing they are becoming the miracle a mother, a parent longs for, someone needs, in Jesus' name. Please become the miracle someone needs. Become the answered prayer. Thank you so much for doing it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Daughter, written by James and Betty's granddaughter, Lainey Renee. This insightful book invites all girls and women to walk in the freedom of their God-given identity and embrace who they really are. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Great is the Lord decorative blanket, featuring the words of Psalm 145:3. This beautiful blanket is perfect for comfort in cold weather and a reminder of your help with Water for Life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
...100 hours. On average, that's how long the human body can survive without water. In the face of death by dehydration, water like this is the only choice for many. Recently, while in East Africa, we spoke with Fatina, a mother personally impacted by this crisis.
Urumva icyo gihe gihaciye haraciye nk'umwaka n'inusu kugira ngo apfe yafashwe nyina cibwamwo bivuye kwayo mazi mabi mabi bacha batubwira ati mukunda kunywa mazi mabi hanyuma uwo mwana cyamfata cyiri bwa mwatu atwara ku bitaro kubera yaza yasinzikaye umwana cyarapfa
Unclean water is a common hardship throughout the world. And when something is common, it's easy to get used to. But should losing a child ever be something we get used to? Contaminated water has already taken Fatina's son. In Cambodia, Samnang lost his daughter to a waterborne illness. Miriam Vanegas from Central America stands by the grave of her 5-month-old baby boy who died from drinking contaminated water. It came from this river, the only source Miriam has available to her. His death still haunts Miriam to this day, knowing clean water could have prevented it. For years, you've helped Life Outreach provide clean water in thousands of areas across the globe. Right now, mothers like Fatina also need clean water in their villages before tragedy strikes again.
Well, Father, I just pray everyone that can help will and do it joyfully. God says in His Word, He loves a cheerful giver. I can't imagine you not being joyful to give somebody water to become the miracle they long for. It changes everything, not just for their family, but their whole village. We have some gifts to send you, and we're running out of time. We need to hear from you. You'll be blessed by the gifts, but you're giving the greatest gift. You're giving the gift of life, and we're going to tell them, when you give water for life, we're going to tell them about the water of life. And they're going to receive the water of life. I am confident of that because they see the love. Thank you so much for doing what God led you to do.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.